A Maine-based scientist is leading an international expedition of some 40 researchers to the top of the world, where they'll explore the poorly understood dynamics of Arctic weather in an era of rapid warming. As Fred Bever reports, they want to test whether processes that are now underway might slow global warming, at least a little bit.
Dr. Patty Matry is an ocean scientist based at the Bigelow Laboratory in East Booth Bay. But right now, she is on a small island off Greenland, ready to set sail for the high Arctic on a Swedish icebreaker called the Odin. She and a Swedish colleague are leading a group of several dozen scientists on a two-month mission. First, they have to find an ice floe suitable for an ice camp.
The most important thing is that the ice needs to be stable enough to allow for people to work on it. We may even have to go all the way to the pole and to the other side in order to find such a piece of ice, because right now it's a very warm year again, and the ice in the Arctic is rather what we call rotten.
Funded in part by the Swedish and U.S. governments, the multinational team moored to that floating hunk of ice will include meteorologists, atmospheric physicists, chemists, specialists in fluid dynamics.
There is a team from England that all they do is bubbles. There's about three or four who are more on the biology of the surface of the ocean, and I am one of those.
She'll be looking into how sea spray contributes to cloud formation. She says the spray can include organic particles in a kind of microgel.
Not effectively, that is naturally available in the water, which is released by marine phytoplankton as well as by marine bacteria.
Water droplets collect around those particles, forming clouds of varying clarity or opacity. She's looking for the conditions at and near the sea's surface that will contribute to denser and whiter clouds.
And the smaller those particles are, the whiter a cloud is. And the whiter a cloud is, the more heat it will reflect back into space.
Instead of acting as a heat-trapping blanket, these cold climate clouds can bounce heat away and may slow warming of the climate, or at least warming in some parts of the Arctic, Matry says. But she adds that there are many complex feedback systems at work. Some could slow warming, some might speed it up. Describing them in better detail, she says, will help scientists create more accurate computer models of climate change.
We need to quantify what's happening there in order to get the clouds right. If we get the clouds right, we'll get the heat balance right.
Nearly round-the-clock sunlight, Matry says, will tempt eager researchers to nearly round-the-clock work. And she says one of her most important tasks will be to help the team avoid burnout. This is her third foray to the high Arctic since 2001. The 2018 Odin team is expected to strike its ice camp there and sail home by September 20th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.